Ukrainian drones reach the Urals in a night of escalating strikes. Russia launched 92 attack drones, a mix of Shahed and Gerbera UAVs, against 12 Ukrainian locations overnight, killing a number of people across both sides of the exchange. Ukrainian air defenses intercepted 71 of the incoming drones, but those that broke through caused significant damage, setting a shopping center in Zaporizhia ablaze. The Ukrainian counterstrike drew the sharper strategic attention. Drones struck Perm, a city in the Ural region roughly 1,400 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, a distance that has historically placed Russian population centers beyond Kyiv's operational reach. Ukraine has been progressively extending its drone capabilities over the past 18 months through improvements in guidance systems, fuel loads, and radar cross-sections, with some platforms now domestically produced, removing the Western supply political constraints that previously limited operations. The strikes carry a potent psychological dimension alongside their military one. Every time a Ukrainian drone reaches a city like Perm, it directly challenges the Kremlin's carefully maintained narrative that the war is a distant special military operation, not a conflict touching Russian daily life. Russian air defense's inability to reliably intercept Ukrainian drones at such range also creates uncomfortable domestic political questions that state media cannot fully suppress. From Ukraine's strategic perspective, the ability to credibly threaten Russian industrial infrastructure in the Urals, a region with genuine defense manufacturing significance, alters the leverage picture heading toward any eventual negotiation. The war entered its fifth year in February. The front lines remain relatively static, but the aerial parameters of the conflict keep expanding.